So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over, Now What? The podcast. Mic check. Yo, is this thing going? You know, it's crazy. I said that in the first episode, and here we are, episode 200. But here's the thing, yo. This might be your first time ever clicking that button, checking out the show. I'm your host, Sean Anthony, and today I'm just going to tell you, fam, exactly how I feel about what I've learned after doing 200 of these 200 podcast episodes, some of the most iconic, amazing guests. But before I do the whole rundown, let me tell you exactly where you're at. You're here at School's Over Now What, where each and every single week we have continued to bring you inspiring people, fam. I'm talking about since June of 2018, inspiring people that's truly going to help you, whether you are in a career, whether you are in starting a new business, or perhaps you're trying to level up your game as an entrepreneur. But most importantly, everybody who's been on this platform has answered a question we have all asked ourselves, and that's school's over, now what, right? What do we do? And because of you, this show has continued to be at the top of the charts. I don't care if it's Chartable, if it's Apple, it's continually growing, and I appreciate you, fam. And for those of you that have been listening, you already know how we kick this thing off, and that is always with the review of the week. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you see it popping up right about now. It comes from Trey B 1990, and he wrote, "Podcast, so many gems. This has helped me tremendously. My mindset and life has shifted due to the information in this podcast. My bro is one of the best at what he does." Listen, yo, Trey, fam, I appreciate you, and you got something from this show, and perhaps you're listening or watching this right now, and there's been some takeaway, right? There's been something that's helped you in your business. There's been something that's helped, you know, bring, you know, a gift that you know you have to life. And if that has ever been the case, I ask you to do one thing right now. Scroll to the bottom of your screen. If you're listening on Apple, smash that 5-star rating, leave us a review. Or perhaps if you're listening on Spotify, hit that 5-star rating. And most importantly, shout out to my YouTube fam, my YouTube audience that is constantly growing. Subscribe to the show if this is your very first time here, and smash that like button and share with a friend. It's very obvious this has helped us do tremendous things. But I want to get into this today because this is the 200th episode. Since June of 2018, you guys have been rocking with us each and every single Friday for some of the most amazing guests on the planet. We're talking about from Ed Mylett to Seth Godin to Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, to Ryan Serhant, to so many people, Estelle, Grammy Award winners, Olympians that have been on the show. And I've learned a lot, fam. I've learned a lot by doing this podcast. And today I want to be completely honest and give you the game. I want to tell you what I've learned by doing this show. So if you have your pen, your paper, however you take notes, this is the part where you want to write some of this stuff down. The first thing I learned by doing this podcast is that there is a power of your words. Like, there's a power of your words. And sometimes we underestimate our value. We underestimate what we have to offer because we've heard other people shut us down. We heard other people tell us, you know, our opinions don't matter. We've heard other people tell us that we shouldn't speak on a certain topic. But let me tell you right now, your words matter. Your words are going to connect with somebody harder than anybody else. And sometimes you look and you see someone talking about a topic and you don't think there's space for you. Well, let this be clear, fam. There is space for you. Somebody's waiting for you. And the only thing, the only difference is that the person who will be truly motivated by your words, they just haven't heard you yet. So one thing this podcast has shown me is the power of your words. Another thing I want to talk about, and this is the second thing, is the importance of asking the right questions. Let's talk about this. The importance of asking the right questions. When I started, you know, interviewing people back in June 2018, I remember my first couple of guests. Shout out to DJ Trails. Shout out to Taylor. I went to college with them, right? But as I went from episode 6 to episode 7, landing the first big guest on the show, Ryan Serhant, everything changed, right? I really wanted to understand someone's backstory. What got them to where they are today? But most importantly, how was they thinking? Like, were they thinking differently? Were they moving differently? Were they doing something unique? This connects the dots for your audience. And the best way I can tell you to ask the right questions, whether you're at a dinner or whether you're at a job interview, is to approach them with curiosity. When you approach something with curiosity, you're going to get an answer that is unique, an answer that is genuine, but most importantly, an answer that only you could get because you're trying to learn. So approach everything with that curiosity of wanting to know more. Do your research. And you could do your research by a couple ways. You can check out, you know, other things they may have been featured on. Or perhaps if you're preparing yourself for an opportunity, check out the last few times they met with somebody. What were their biggest takeaways? It's important to really ask the right questions that only you can ask, but approach it from a curiosity standpoint. The third thing I want to talk about that I've learned from this podcast is just simply the art of connection. I've made so many connections by reaching out to people to tell their stories, whether they were best-selling authors, whether they were up-and-coming entrepreneurs or started a startup, right? When you think about the art of connection, a lot of people make connections but don't know how to further them. So when you connect with somebody, think of some things that will make them remember you. One, you can, you know, get an idea of when is their birthday. Two, you can realize, okay, what are some special projects that they're working on? And touch base, check with them, kind of see, okay, where can I help you? When you're coming at it from a serving gratitude standpoint, that is the standpoint where people say, you know what? I rock with this person. I got to keep showing up with them. I got to figure out what they got going on too. And what you'll find out, here's the crazy part. What you will find out is that you will pour into so many people, they will be trying to figure out ways to pour into you. And that's why I think the art of connection and having a show and having this podcast has allowed for me to do, you know, for the last, you know, almost 4 years, right? Come June this year, we'll be doing this podcast for 4 years with hundreds on hundreds of ratings. And because of you, I'm forever grateful for that. The fourth thing I want to talk about, and I think this is going to relate to so many people, is that you don't have to worry, right? Don't worry about nobody else, right? Don't worry about nobody else but you. You have to stop comparing yourself to other people. We are all on a different race. And the moment you realize your uniqueness, the moment you realize, okay, I may not have that yet, but walk along in that journey to see what you become, that's the moment when you really start stepping into who you are. You know, there's so many shows out there I can name, you know, right now that you might have seen or heard from podcasting, right? But here's the thing. I'm running my lane the way I want to run it. And I'm not comparing myself. I'm not trying to be anybody else. And that's what's truly, you know, garnered an audience, garnered a community. And right now you are running your lane. You're running your lane. You're running at the pace you should run. Because if you ran any faster, you might trip and fall. But the fact that you're running your lane with your blinders on looking forward, that's how you have true progress. So I want you to really, you know, think about how can you continue to run your lane, not compare yourself to other people, and truly walk into your greatness and your uniqueness. And here's the last thing I want to mention in terms of what have I learned over 200 episodes, is that you have to have a belief in yourself. And that belief in yourself has to be bigger than the naysayers. It has to be bigger than the haters. It has to be bigger than anybody who ever doubted you. And the fact that you can see it, right? Sometimes you have to see it. And if you can see it, it's just a prelude to what's going to happen. Your imagination is literally just a sign of what's going to happen. You just have to see it and believe in yourself, believe in your journey, and don't let nobody shake you. Don't let nobody knock you off. Don't let nobody tell you it's not possible. And if they tell you that, it's because, you know, they see things in you that they wish they had. And I'm telling you right now, If you follow these steps, if you take this, you know, this formula that I'm giving you of what I've learned over the last 200 episodes and apply it to your life, apply it to your business, apply it to your strategy, everything can change. I want to truly thank you guys for rocking with me. This podcast, you know, when I started in June 2018, you know, I was working as a brand manager. That was my title, a brand manager. You know, I was a brand manager of multiple companies, you know, from Target to Belk to Macy's, you name it. And now with this podcast, I've been able to leave those jobs. I've been able to, because you guys listen to the show, I've been able to really hone in to my God-given gift. And I hope that from episode 1 to episode 200, you've gotten something that's helped you hone in into your gift. Something. Right. And I know you have, because there's so many thousands on thousands of downloads. And I hope that when you hone into your gift, you are not afraid to walk into it. You know, sometimes when you're given a gift, you can't identify it. You can't identify it. But what you can identify is the commonalities. What you can identify is how often it happens so effortlessly. What you can identify is people realizing your specific skill set. And when you identify that and you connect the dots, you start a whole different type of life. And I'm forever grateful for you guys for listening to the show. But I can promise you this, yo, the next 200 are going to be heat, going to be bangers. It's going to be life-changing information. I'm going to impact, you know, communities and schools. This podcast was created because I didn't get this information in school. And I knew that this information could change a lot of people's lives. Tapping into the intellect of others who've achieved something in their life. But most importantly, answer the question everyone walking on this planet will have to ask themselves at some point. Whether you graduated or whether you didn't get a degree at all, or perhaps, you know, you just said, yo, I'm not even gonna graduate high school. Everyone has been asked, school's over, now what? Well, because of this platform, we're going to impact education, we're going to impact the youth, we're going to impact communities, and we're going to get access, right? We're going to get access for some of the best of the best. So buckle up. The next 200 and more are going to be insane. And for those of you that have been listening, you already know how I end this thing. Always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know, and while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app. Subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.